Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And traumatic brain injury has become the signature wound for our military heroes returning from combat. It is often a condition of silent suffering that affects both their careers and their families' lives. Largely thought to be beyond treatment for decades, groundbreaking treatment is now teaching the brain to fight back. And joining me, Major Steve Taylor from the U.S. Marine Corps, talks about the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. It's a new innovative treatment program and how it can help soldiers and civilians. Good morning to you, Major Steve.
Hey, Twanda, how are you?
I am wonderful. Now, tell us about Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Well, what the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund does is it raises money to build treatment facilities called the Intrepid Spirit Centers at the different bases and posts throughout the country. We already have a few built. One's at Camp Lejeune. We have one at Fort Belvoir and then Fort Campbell in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We got two under construction right now at Fort Hood and Fort Bragg, and we've got a final four ISCs. We call them ISCs, Intrepid Spirit Centers, at Joint Base Lewis McChord, Camp Pendleton, Fort Carson, and Fort Bliss, and those are the ones we're trying to raise money for. Mm-hmm. And 100% of the donation goes directly into that building. It doesn't go to a president or a vice president. It's directly into the brick of that facility. So that in itself is an amazing aspect of the program.
Talk about your experience with traumatic brain injury, and then talk about, you know, because this is specialized treatment, so talk about, you know, how that works.
Okay. In 2010, I was in Afghanistan, and my vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I looked at myself. I was fine. I dismissed it as just being lucky. And then when I got home, I started developing symptoms. I had sleeping problems. I began having headaches, dizziness, disbalance issues, and what manifested, I began to have tremors. And so my family was the one that said, hey, you need to get help. You know, here I'm a big bad Marine, and I don't want to show any chinks in my armor, but I needed to get help or I was going to lose my family. And you know, I reluctantly went to the National Intrepid Center of Excellence in Bethesda, and the experience was life-changing. And they, you know, innovative therapies and treatments that really changed my life and changed my family's life. They mainstream medical and therapeutic techniques with non-traditional treatments like acupuncture. They do aromatherapy, and they kind of tailor it towards that individual's specific need.
Because everybody wasn't to your degree, sort of
it
like some are
in
very, some are very, very traumatic and very serious. I think they're all serious, but some are a lot worse than yours. Correct?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, there's some really some real bad cases while I was up there. I felt lucky, and I felt like these guys need it more than I do, but. That's the best thing about it. The Intrepid Spirit Centers are right there on the bases. The service members can get the treatment there and be home with their loved ones. And it's becoming, instead of a stigma, more and more acceptable. They treat up to 2,000 service members a year and have a 92% success rate of returning these guys back to their commands. So that they can continue their service. And so that's a great thing. And, you know, not only is it helping the service members, but they're also reaching out and branching out to broader medical communities in their regions. You know, civilians suffering from injuries in sports-related events or car accidents are benefiting from what's being learned in treating injuries from the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing because... statistically, that's the greatest amount of injuries that we're seeing today, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's you know, it's so since 2001, you know, over 320,000 service members have been diagnosed with TBI.
Oh, my goodness. And, that's a lot.
You know, doctors, these doctors at the Intrepid Spirit Centers, who believe that these advances that they're developing and finding could soon unlock secrets from other, you know, brain-related injuries such as Parkinson's, autism, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an amazing program.
That is so awesome. Now tell everybody how we can help, how we can help with the Intrepid program.
Well, mainly getting the word out there, and you can visit the website at www.fallenheroesfund.org and read other stories that are similar to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has you, you know, helps you with some of the information, tells you how to get involved. And, you know, that's really, you know, what we're trying to do by some of these radio interviews, and I'm just trying to get the word out there to help other service members like me so that they can continue their career and have a successful and, you know, positive life.
All right. We want to donate because for a lot of us with sons and daughters serving right now or, you know, have been serving, we're already dealing with that. We're already dealing with TBI and PTSD and all of that. So we need to be able to help with that so that you can have a great quality of life. Give that website one more time.
It's at www.fallenheroesfund.org.
All right. We thank you so much for your service. Major Steve Taylor, U.S. Marine Corps, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Wanda. I appreciate it.